Bill was the publisher of a small but respected publishing house. They had spent the weekend in Martha's Vineyard, closing up their summer house, and enjoying a romantic weekend away from their three kids. "He just left," Annie answered. "Why so early?" Jane sounded disappointed for her. "I have to work. I have a big presentation tomorrow, to an important client, and I wanted to work on the plans." "Good girl." Jane was infinitely proud of her little sister. "We'll be home in a couple of hours. Bill is pre-flighting the plane. It was gorgeous here this weekend. I hate to close the house." They loved the vineyard, and so did their kids. They bought the house when their oldest, Lizzie, was born. She was 12 now, and the portrait of her mother. Ted was 8 and looked just like Bill, with the same sweet nature and easygoing style. And Jane liked to say that her youngest, Katie, came from another planet. At 5, she had opinions about everything, was incredibly bright, and was fearless. She was an old soul in a child's body, and she always said that she and her Aunt Annie were best friends. "How's the weather in New York?" Jane asked her conversationally. It was hurricane season, but the weather at the vineyard had been good. "It's been hot and sunny all weekend, but they say there's a storm coming in tonight." "It doesn't look like it to me," Annie answered. "They're expecting a storm here, too. The wind picked up an hour ago, but it looks okay so far. Bill wants to get home before it starts." He was waving to her from the plane then, and Jane grabbed her styrofoam cup of coffee and walked toward him as she wound up the conversation with Annie. "I'll call you when I get home. Don't work too hard. I love you. Why don't you bring Seth out to dinner next weekend?" "I'll try. I may have to work, depending on how the meeting goes tomorrow." "I love you too. Call me later," Annie said comfortably, as they hung up, and she went back to her plans. Jane got into the plane that was her husband's pride and joy. He had been a Navy pilot, and in love with planes all his life. "Get your ass in here," he said jokingly, as she pushed one more shopping bag into the plane. "There's a storm coming, and I want to get us home before it hits." The sky was darkening as he said it, and Jane's long blonde hair was flying in the wind. She hopped in, and he leaned over and kissed her, and then concentrated on the dials in front of him. He carefully watched the sky as they took off in a stiff wind, and he rose quickly to the altitude he'd been assigned by the tower. He chatted amiably with the tower several times and smiled at Jane. They'd had a nice weekend. As much as he loved them, it was nice to get away from the kids and have her to himself. "There's a storm coming up," he said, with his eyes on the dials, and he let the controller know they were hitting a lot of chop and got clearance to drop to a lower altitude. Their plane continued to bounce even at the lower altitude, and within minutes it grew worse, and Jane saw a bolt of lightning in the sky. "Should we land?" "No, we're fine," he smiled reassuringly as it started to rain. They were over the Connecticut coast by then, and Bill turned to say something to her just when an explosion hit their left engine like a bomb, and the plane tipped crazily as Bill concentrated on the controls. She just watched as Bill fought to level them out again, but he couldn't. They were listing badly and heading down at a frightening speed as he called into the controller and told him where he was. "We're going down. Our left wing is on fire," he said calmly. And Jane reached out and touched his arm. He never took his hand off the controls, and he told her he loved her. They were his last words as the Cessna hit the ground and exploded in a ball of fire. Annie's cell phone rang again just as she was erasing a change she had spent an